Tana Rabbanan, Mevarchen Birchas Chasanim Ba'asara, Kol Shiva. Statement. You say Birchas Chasanim all 7 days. And if we skip a few words, Gemara then asks us, what is my Mevarch? What's Birchas Chasanim? I'm Rav Yehuda, and he tells us, Shakol Baruch Chvodo, Yotzer Adam, Asher Yotzer Adam Mitzalmo, all 7 brachas. So when you read the Gemara, how many brachas do you say? 7. For how long? All 7 days. Comes Rabbi Yehuda, and he sticks in, oh, and by the way, Hu Shebo Parim Chadashos. Oh, well, that's a pretty important addition there. Right, the flow of the Gemara is, you're saying Sheva Brachos for 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and throws in, by the way, you should just be aware, that's only if there's Parim Chadashos. Okay. What is the Hadara of Parim Chadashos? Right? The Gemara just tells us, Parim Chadashos, new face. New faces. Even though panim is not exactly clear, does panim mean faces? Or it means a face, right? You say to someone, oh, hadras panim. You say, so what a nice panim. Panim means a face, even though it's written in plural. So panim chadashos. What does panim chadashos mean? What's the hagdara, what's the halachic hagdara of panim chadashos that will be fulfilled, the necessary condition for us to be able to say all 7 brachos. So if you take a look at Rashi, what does Rashi say? Panim chadash, v'hu shebo, Rashi, bo, what does bo mean? Comes to where? So, v'hu shebo el ha-mishnah. So Rashi apparently feels it's very important to point out to us that we are talking about the context of a suda. Meaning, let's say the chassan and kala are just hanging out in their living room, and someone knocks on the door. It's an old friend. And he says, oh, you know, sorry, I couldn't make the wedding. I just wanted to come here and wish you mazel tov. So the chassan and kala say, oh, wait a second. Let's say sheva brachos. You came to visit us. Let's say sheva brachos. So Rashi says, no, el ha-mishteh. It's only if they come to a suda, the panim chadashos. Okay. Next Rashi, panim chadashos. B'chol yom, shelo ha-yosham, esmol. Each day you need panim chadashos. And it means that they came, these panim chadashos came, and they weren't there yesterday. They weren't there the day before. So, panim chadashos seemingly means people, what kind of people? Rashi doesn't say. Somebody comes to the suda, and I say the suda, but I would say a suda. Right, nowadays, we talk panim sheva brachos, you know, the chassan and kala have breakfast in their hotel, and then maybe they, you know, pick up a bagel for lunch. And then at dinner, everybody gets all dressed up and goes to Sheva Brachos. But it's not necessarily mashma that way. They're having a suda. They're eating. If there's Panim Chadashos at the suda, someone comes to the suda who wasn't there when? What's the only seeming? It has to be a suda. What's the other condition according to Rashi? Anyone, who wasn't there yesterday. He wasn't there the day before. So the Rishonim have a machlok is, what exactly does Rashi mean when he says they weren't there yesterday? It's 7 days. What do you mean they wasn't there yesterday? It wasn't there yesterday, it wasn't there 2 days ago, it wasn't there 3 days ago. So the Meiri learns Rashi kipshuto. It means yesterday. So if he was there 2 days ago, but he wasn't there yesterday, so you say Sheva Brachos today. Rashi was very precise with his Lashon when he said etmo. However, if you take a look in the Ramban, and I apologize that I didn't put it on your source sheet, but I think maybe the Rashba I gave you also made reference to this. If you take a look at the Ramban, thank you. The Ramban is very clear that etmol doesn't just mean yesterday. It means he hasn't been here yet. Well, why does Rashi say etmol? Maybe that's just a way of speaking. Yeah, he hasn't been here yet. He doesn't literally mean etmol. What does the Ramban say? Now, I don't know if we're familiar enough to be able to say, well, that's really a big stretch. Come on, etmol means yesterday. In English, it doesn't work that way. If you say, oh, he has to be someone who wasn't here yesterday. In English, yesterday means yesterday. It doesn't mean who hasn't been here yet. I don't know, in Hebrew, is that true, that etmol, maybe etmol just means in the past.
What did you say,
so that's what I'm saying. I don't know exactly. The Meiri certainly thought etmol means etmol. But I'll quote to you the Ramban. I apologize again that I didn't put it on the Makoro sheet for you to see. The Ramban says, Perish Panim Chadashos, Shelo Achol Sham Kol Shivas Yemei HaMishteh. He didn't eat with you yet any of the 7 days. V'cheinu Perish Rashi, and that's what Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says Etmo. But you see, that's how the Ramban is learning Rashi. So we have a debate here, and we'll get back to this, about what Rashi means. Does Rashi mean literally he just wasn't there yesterday? Or does Rashi mean he hasn't yet been here at a Suda? But Lemaisa, the Hadara according to Rashi seems to be very technical, having to do with time, and doesn't seem to be very personal in terms of who the person is. Sounds almost like it could be anybody, but the question is, was he here yesterday? Was he not here yesterday? Yeah.
Can a chasam and kala eat bread without moving around?
Yes. They can have a suda without having shalom brachos. Yeah. And we'll get back to that soon. Okay. Tosfos comes and Tosfos comments. What does Tosfos say? Omer ri. Panim chadashos ein kore ela bivnei adam shemarvim b'shvilam hasimcha yoter. Panim chadashos is only panim chadashos if we're dealing with people who marvim b'shvilam hasimcha yoser. So what does Tosfos mean? Now, my first question when I say of what does Tosfos mean? Is Tosfos commenting on Rashi, or is Tosfos commenting independently? Meaning, Rashi said it has to be someone who wasn't here yesterday, or hasn't been here yet. Is Tosfos coming and saying, oh, and by the way, it's not just anyone. It has to be someone who actually mar b'simcha b'shvilam. It's a very specific person. Meaning, is Rashi pashit? Rashi's pashit, that panim chadashos, what does chadashos mean? New. So it's pashit that there's a time criteria here. As Rashi said, it has to be someone who hasn't been here yet, or wasn't here yesterday. Somebody who's chadash, someone who's new. So Tosfos is not addressing that. That's obvious. Tosfos is coming and saying, by the way, panim chadashos is eino nikra. It's interesting. He doesn't say perish panim chadashos means someone who's mar b'simcha. He says panim chadashos eino kore. It's almost like he's adding in another criteria. He's saying, oh, and by the way, we're not going to call it panim chadashos unless it's someone who's mar b'simcha b'shvila. So that's the first thing I want to just bring up in terms of the words of Tosfos. Was Tosfos commenting on Rashi? That's what I think. Or was Tosfos saying something independent? Meaning, is for Rashi, it's all about time? Have you been here yet or not? I don't care who you are. And Tosfos, it has nothing to do. I don't care if he was here yesterday, he was there the day before. Panim chadashos means someone who's marbe the simcha. But I don't care if you were here yesterday. If some really amazing person came on Sunday to your shal brachos, and then he comes back on, right? The gadol ador shows up. You're in the middle of your suda, and all of a sudden, you know, Rav Chaim Kanievsky comes knocking on the door. You're like, oh, Rav Chaim, so great to have you. Come, have a seat. And then everyone's so excited. And then Monday, all of a sudden the door, knock on the door. You know, I recognize that knock. You open the door, it's Rav Chaim again. So would we say, oh, panim chadashos, it's someone, you know, mar b'simcha b'shvilam. Doesn't matter if he's been here. Is that really pshat in Tosfos? Or is Tosfos just adding on to Rashi's criteria?
Why would that be lashon panim chadashos if there's no wait time in the middle?
So I would maybe say that panim chadashos means, you know, is panim chadashos on a new face has come? Or is panim chadashos maybe it brings a whole new, like, what does the Medrash mean? Shabbos means panim chadashos bo lekan. It means like, ugh, it's like it's a new day, it's a great day, everything's different. Think about it, if you're with a bunch of buddies and you're having a suda, and then all of a sudden Rav Chaim comes into the suda, so it's like panim chadashos bo lekan, it's a whole new experience. Maybe panim chadashos, again, I don't really believe that Tosfos is saying something independent from Rashi, I think he's adding on to Rashi. But if he was saying it's something independent, then I would say, oh, you know what an afkamina between Rashi and Tosfos is? According to Rashi, panim chadashos is modifying the guest. New face. According to Tosfos, it's modifying the experience. Oh, this is a whole new experience. Look who came. Panim chadashos. Right? People will use that actually in talk. Like if someone will say like, oh yeah, ever since, you know, the new Rosh Hashiva took over, it's much like panim chadashos here. People will use that expression in Hebrew. Panim chadashos doesn't mean, well, obviously, I mean, it's a different Rosh Hashiva. His face is different than the old Rosh Hashiva. That's not what they mean when they say panim chadashos bo lekan. They mean it's like a whole new experience here. The place is invigorated. It's So maybe that would be a difference. That's my first suffix in Tosfos that I want to share. The other one is, what does it mean? I'll take your question in a second. What does it mean? Marbim bishvilam hasimcha yoter. What does that term mean? Marbim bishvilam hasimcha yoter. Now, maybe the first time you read it, you might have thought this means that they are people that increase the simcha. How many people read it that way? People who increase the simcha. So if you read carefully, I don't think that's what it means. Marbim bishvilam, you are marbe the simcha on their account. Meaning, it's not that they come, and when they come, oh, it's such a more simcha experience now that you're here. Judah, you came. Everyone's so much more besimcha. It's more that, oh, Judah came? We better make this party into a much better party. I mean, Judah's here. So we're not just serving schnitzel and potatoes. We're also bringing out the crumpets. That was to make you feel welcome. We're going to also bring out, a potato kugel. If Judah's here, we can't just give, I already said potatoes. We can't just have a vegetable and schnitzel. We need a potato, get a potato kugel out of the freezer. I mean, look who came. Add something extra to dessert. Marba simcha b'shvilam. And the truth is, it's pretty mefurish that way in the Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Mekubetzes says, even if they're not the type of people, that we increase the suda b'shvilam. But it's also mefurish in the Rush. And you all have Rushes with you, hopefully, so I'll just show it to you here. He says, when he's trying to explain why Shabbos is considered panim chadashos, what does he say? He doesn't say, oh, everyone's happier on, oh, look, it's Shabbos, everyone's happier. He says, derech laharbos b'Shabbos, simcha umanos. Shabbos, you always add an extra dish for Shabbos. During the week, you have schnitzel and green beans, but on Shabbos, you also have the cranberry, what's that thing called? The cranberry crunch, or you also have this extra side dish. The Shabbos meal you add to. So that's why Shabbos is automatically Panim Chadashos, which means that what does Panim Chadashos mean? It means the type of person that if he comes, you add. You're marbe, and think about it, that's really what the words mean. I mean, I'm making a big deal out of it. That's just what the words mean. You're marbim hasimcha bishvilam. Not that haim marbim hasimcha, or not that hasimcha is marbe machmatam, because of them, but it's bishvilam, for them. They're the type of person that you're marbe simcha bishvilam. Okay. The Shita Mekubetzes points out that seemingly Rashi does not mention anything about the types of person that we're dealing with. It doesn't have to. According to Tosfos, it has to be the type of person who, on their account, you add more. You make the... and. Listen, how are we mekayim simcha on yantiv? By eating basar, drinking wine. One of the ways that we connect to simcha is through food. So the assumption is that if the person coming is the type of person that you're marba simcha umanos b'shvilam, that means everyone's going to have a more simcha experience. It's going to be a more geschmack. Oh my gosh, we were at the Shavu Brachos. It was great. But then, I feel bad saying like Rav Chaim came in and we bursted out like, you know. So, you know, and then all of a sudden, some famous person showed up at the Shav Brachos, and oh, they started bringing out this, and they started bringing out that, and extra desserts came out. It was amazing. It was such a great, great Shav Brachos. That's what we mean. Now, the Shita Mekubetzes says, L'chor, Rashi doesn't say that. Now, not L'chor, he doesn't say it. Rashi says, it doesn't have to be a person who's Marbe B'Simcha B'Shvilam, and it doesn't even have to be the type of person who's Roy. So the Shita Mekubetzes points out that according to Rashi, for all we know, it could just be some stam guy. You know, you're having your Shavu Brachos, there's a knock on the door, and some guy, ah, I heard there's a Shavu Brachos. You know, he sits down, and everyone's looking at each other like, who is this guy? Anyone know who he is? Is he friends with? No one knows who he is, but you know what? There's an extra person. So I don't know. So what? He's not Roy that you're Mar B'Simcha B'Shvilo. So if that's really Pshat and Rashi, we'll put that on the side for now. I don't know what the Yisod of Rashi Shita is. Okay, maybe. Good. We'll get there. But if Tosfos is just explaining Rashi, and Tosfos is saying Rashi means this also, it's one thing. But if the Shita Mekubetzes is right, that Rashi just means anyone shows up, we have to do a little bit more analysis of what Rashi holds. The one who, and I've been using Rashi and Tosfos sort of like a foil for each other,
to say like, oh, you know what, maybe Rashi, it's all about the frequency of visit. And for the Tosfos, it's about the nature of the person. The person who, shiluv, the person who puts everything together is the Rush. The Rush is the one, broad-lifed Rush, the Rush is the one who really connects both of these elements. And what does the Rush say? The Rush puts both factors, says both factors. He says, Panam chadash shlo achlu ad ata, afilu hayasham b'shas chopa. Someone who hasn't been part of a Suda yet. And Venira, it has to be someone that marbe b'shvilam simcha yosef. So the Rush is the one who tells us, and again, you have to always read between the lines in Rishonim. L'chor, what the Rush is saying is that Rashi and Tosfos are not arguing. This is one shita. Or at least that Tosfos is not arguing with Rashi, but he's adding to Rashi. And I would venture to guess that L'chor, that's the pshat as well in Tosfos, like the Rush says over here, that it means that it's someone new, but it's not just Stam anybody new. It's someone new who maybe Rashi leaves it open that it could be anyone. But it has to be someone who were marbe b'shvilo, the Suda. And what seems to come out as the yisod of, we can call it Shitas Ashkenaz for now, if we're going to ignore now some of the maybe differences between Rashi and Tosfos, sort of lump them all together, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rush, but certainly in the Rush, we can for sure say this for the Rush, the yisod of the Shita seems to be that Sheva Brachos is about brachos that we make when the simcha of the Suda is greater. And what is it that contributes or causes the simcha of the Suda to be greater? It's the presence of important guests. When you have an important guest who's there and he increases the Suda of the simcha, again, not only on the emotional simcha level, but on a very practical level. He's the type of person that we would add extra food for. We would make it a better Suda. Now, sometimes you don't know. You know, if he just shows up, everyone might say, oh, great, we didn't have Panim Chadashos, you're here now, oh, but we don't have any extra food. You know, Baruch Hashem, we have extra meatballs. We'll give you the meatballs, but we don't have an extra side dish to add. That's probably not important. It's not necessarily because of the extra food. But it's that the presence of a person who increases the simcha, which the way you define that is this the type of person that if we knew he was coming, we would make it an even better meal, right? When I hope my wife is okay with this. When we don't have guests for a Shabbos meal, so we have rice and chicken and string beans, whatever. And if we have guests coming over, so my wife cooks more. She makes an extra side dish. She makes a little bit more. That's very normal human nature, that if there's a guest coming, if it's a fachosh of a guest, you know, I don't know, if my 10-year-old son was bringing his friend over, so I don't think that would be the reaction. But when there's someone chashev who's coming over, so people add. Now, even if they don't actually add for the person, that's not the point. The point is that's how we define who this person is. And that means that what is Sheva Brachos? What's the yisod of Sheva Brachos? Meaning, until now we've been trying to define what is Mechayev Sheva Brachos. But what does that mean the yisod of Sheva Brachos is? What are we doing? Like, what's the Avodas Hashem of Sheva Brachos? Seemingly, we are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we are expressing it's a way for us to express our simcha, or the simcha that the chasen v'kala experience because of this amazing meal that's taking place, celebrating their wedding. When it's just a stama bagel, so they're happy they got married, but when you make a whole asik out of it, and you make a meal, and a chashuv guest comes, so there's a certain increased simcha for the chasen v'kala, and we express that with a bracha. So it's like the religious response to the chasen and kala really connecting to simcha, and specifically through the medium of suda. So in a line, for the Rush, it's a din in suda, and it's a din in simchas chasen v'kala b'suda. Okay. Now, I'll take your question in 1 second, Danny. The Rush, it brings this interesting minhag that he says in the times of Rav Haigon, in the times of the Gaonim, the minhag was that after shul, they would escort the chasen and kala to their house, and it seems like, you know, maybe outside or right before they were bringing them or were outside the shul, so there would be this, we think of it as a kiddush, but it doesn't say anything about food. He just says they would sort of, like a kiddush without food, right? I know that's like it's like a oxymoron, like why, it's like a bracha levatala. Well, what does that mean, a kiddush without food? But it's like a kiddush without food. It's like a little bit of an announcement. We're all going to just get together for now and like clap and celebrate this, like announcements at the end of shul. So, you know, they tell the chassan and the kala to stand up and they announce mazel tov. So they would do some type of asifa of the sort, and their minhag was to say shava brachos. So Rav Haigon wasn't so excited about it. And the Karban Nesanos says, you know, why wasn't he excited about it? Well, maybe it doesn't fulfill one of the criteria that we saw, the Karban Nesanos comments. Maybe everyone who was in shul was at the wedding, so there isn't somebody new. Or even if there was someone new, maybe that new person is not a choshev enough person that we would be marber b'shvilo. But you see that within Rav Haigon, why is he unsure? Because granted, it's not in the context of a suda, but it is a joyous, momentous gathering on behalf of the chasen v'kala, and that does sort of connect to the yisod of Sheva Brachos. Because for the Rosh, the yisod of Sheva Brachos is, we're having a meal. Dafka, it's a meal, right? Rashi stressed the mishteh. So it doesn't really work with their shita. And maybe that's the ambivalence that you see in Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says, it's not great. It's okay, b'dieved, but you really shouldn't be doing it. Why? Because there is a connection to the yisod here. There is a simcha, and a sifa that's simcha for them, but it doesn't have the critical element of suda. Okay. I know you have a question, Danny. Let me just finish off with this one last point, then I'll take your question. I also feel remiss that I put it in brackets. I don't know how many people got a chance to look at the Rashba, but if you read the Rashba, I really want you to read a little bit into the next paragraph as well. The Rashba sort of takes this direction. The Rashba says, and I see this as like an offshoot of the Rush. The Rashba writes that whenever there is a simcha gathering for the Chasen V'Kala, if there's someone who wasn't previously at a simcha gathering, and they congregate in order to celebrate. So there's a bracha that we say shava brachos, even without food. Meaning, this is this minhag of Rav Haigon. And he bases it on this minhag of what happened in the times of Rav Haigon. The Rashba writes that if there is a sifa, even without food, even if it's not a suda, and there are people there that are mar b'simcha. Now, mar b'simcha here doesn't mean that we add food for them, because there's no food, but they're the types of person that you would add food for them. They are people that increase the simcha of the gathering. So he holds that you also say shava brachos. And I just want to point out, just I'm bringing this up because we mentioned the Rush quotes this Maisa. This is both a kula and a chumra. What do I mean by that it's a kula and a chumra? So it's a kula in the sense of we could say shava brachos with less, even if we don't have, like I described to you in the beginning. Let's say the chassan and kala are just hanging out in their living room, and all of a sudden there's a knock at the door, and it's a bunch of the chassan's old buddies who weren't able to make it to the wedding. And they show up, and the chassan's like, whoa, this is amazing. Sit down, let's eat, let's do shava brachos, let's have a suda. And they're like, oh, we can't, you know, we're just passing through, our train leaves in 5 minutes. We really just wanted to come here and give you a hug and say mazel tov. So the Rashba says, oh, that's enough. You could say shava brachos on that. Because look how happy the chassan kala is, they're celebrating, there's simcha. You don't need the suda element. So on the one hand, it's a kula in terms of being able to make the bracha. On the other hand, it's a chumra. Why? Because what if the next night they're having shava brachos, they don't have panim chadashos, and one of those buddies shows up and says, I was able to rework my schedule, I was able to stay, I'm here for shava brachos, and I wasn't at the wedding. I'm panim chadashos. Well, no, we already used you yesterday for panim chadashos. Yeah, but it's a suda now. It doesn't matter. For the Rashba gathering, it doesn't need to be a suda. So again, the yisod is the same, but his threshold of what you need in order to reach that state of simcha to say Sheva Brachos is less. And indeed, a lot of us rely on this. And the Ramah, anyone have a Shulchan Aruch here? Anyone bring a Shulchan Aruch? No. Okay, you know what? I'm going to pull it up because I want to read it inside. Oh, I actually already have it up on my screen, so it's great here. In Ebenezer, Simen Samach Beis, Sif Zayin, the Ramah actually paskins like this. He says, he goes through all the different shitas. When can you say Sheva Brachos? He says, so you need 10, and it has to be people that maybe were not at the chuppah, and what about if they were at the meal? Comes the Ramah and says, Yesh Omrim, Im Hayu Sham Panim Chadashos, Afal Pi She'en Ochlim Sham, Mivarech B'Shvilam. And the Chalkas Mechokek, commenting on this, says, Rak Shomit Sham B'Shasa Bracha. But mikol makom, it has to be people that there's simcha when they come, which would mean, according to this Rama, let's say you're doing Sheva Brachos and you don't have Panim Chadashos. Can you, and this is a lot of people do this, can you go next door, knock on your neighbor, and say, hi, that happened to you once? We're having Sheva Brachos, we don't have Panim Chadashos. Do you mind just coming over for benching so that we could say Sheva Brachos? Does that work? So, first of all, for the Rosh, you have to invite him much earlier, and you have to say, can you come and join us for the meal? Not, can you just come for benching? Can you come for the meal? For this Rashba, and this is how the Ramah paskins, seemingly, even if he doesn't eat, even if he just shows up at some point, if he comes, and he's coming with Sameach, Chasam, Vekala, you could say Sheva Brachos. But the Chelkas Mechokek does add that it has to be someone who's Mar B'Simcha B'Shvilim. So listen, we all love Isaac, but I imagine when Isaac's neighbors knocked and invited him over, they didn't yet appreciate Isaac the way we appreciate Isaac. So I'm not so sure that Isaac would have fulfilled for the Goldsteins or whoever they were who lived next door to Isaac, who called him over. I remember once being at a Sheva Brachos and someone just went outside. I mean, it was in Israel, so it's much easier to find like just a random Jew walking the street. Some like painter. He was like covered in his painting clothing, and someone just pulled him in and they wanted to use him for Sheva Brachos. And they looked at me. I was like, I don't know if that really counts as someone who Mar B'Simcha B'Shvilo, right? You know, they don't even know the guy's name. You know, that some guy off the street in his overalls, they pulled him in. So the Ramah's not exactly saying that you can do that. It has to be someone, says the Chalkos Mechokek, who there's some type of Riboy Simcha because he comes. But Lamaisa, it doesn't necessarily need to be a Suda. This is the view of the Rashba, very much based on this story here that Rav Chaigon wasn't so excited about, though. But that's the view of the Rosh. But for now, we'll leave that on the side. And for the rest of our discussion today, we're going to be talking about the Rosh. And again, the Rosh, as we said, it's a Din Simcha. It's a Din Suda. And it's because there's this increase of Simcha. The religious response is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Birchos Shavach, Sheva Brachos. The Rambam, however, has a vastly different perspective on Sheva Brachos. In Hilchos Brachos, Perek Beis, the Rambam writes like this. The Beis Chasanim, the Varchem Birchas Chasanim. Brachazu, Halacha Yud. Brachazu Shemosifin, the Beis Chasanim, who Bracha Achrona, Misheva Brachos Shel Nisuin. The Brachos that we add is that last Bracha. Of Asher Bar. That's Birchas Chasanim. During the Zayinim Mishteh. V'medvar Mamurim, Kishay Ochlim, Heim Shamdu V'Birchas Nisuin, V'Shamu Abrachos. That's when the people that are at your Sheva Brachos are people who had already been at the wedding. And they already heard all the Brachos made at the wedding, at the Chuppah. Aval, Im Hayu HaOchlim Acherim, Shelo Shamu Birchas Nisuin. But if, I'm sorry, we're talking, you know, about at the wedding, as Avi pointed out. You're at the wedding. And now we know that there's the chuppah. And at the chuppah, Nisuin is saying Sheva Brachos. That's what Nisuin is. We stand under the chuppah. And we say, for us, that's what it is nowadays. Well, we know there are lots of different shittas, but that's what it is for us nowadays. We stand under the chuppah and we say Sheva Brachos. Good, right? They call up Grandpa. Everybody comes up. They make the brachas, everyone says mazel tov, and they go dance. And then they go into the ichud room, pictures, everyone eats the appetizer and looks at their watch and waits, when is the chasan and kala coming out of pictures already? Then we have a suda. And at the suda, at the end of the suda, most people are gone already, but for those who remain, at the end of the suda, we do Sheva Brachos again. So the Rambam says, you know what you do at that Sheva Brachos? And then all the subsequent Sheva Brachos? You just do one bracha. Unless someone shows up who wasn't at the chuppah. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, that happens all the time, that people just like randomly pop into weddings and leave. They come in, they say mazel tov, they leave. In America, it's probably a little bit less, you're going out to the Rockley Country Club, so you go and you make a whole night and you go there and you go to the chuppah and you stay for the wedding. You don't have so many times that people show up just at the end for Sheva Brachos. And they say, oh, perfect, were you at the chuppah? No, I actually just showed up right now. Great, so we can do Sheva Brachos now. We don't work that way in general. But that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says you really only make Asher Bara unless someone comes who wasn't there before. And what is there before means he wasn't there for the brachos. Aval imayu ochlem acherim shelo shamu birchas nisun b'shas nisun. So mevarchem b'shvilam acher birchas. So you make the bracha b'shvilam for them. Who's them? These people who showed up who weren't at the chuppah. You make the bracha for them. K'derech shemevarchem b'shas nisun, like you already did. So the Rambam is fascinating. It sounds like, according to the Rambam, the Yisod here has nothing to do with Suda, has nothing to do with Simcha, has nothing to do with, oh wow, the Chasan and Kala are having such a Simcha Dik Suda, let's make Shavu Brachos and praise God. The Din of Shavu Brachos is really all about the opportunity for a person to be able to make Birchas Nisuin who didn't have the opportunity before. This is not a Sugya about Suda. It's not a Sugya about Simcha. What would we call it? It's a Sugya about Brachos. Indeed, where does the Rambam put it? He doesn't even put it in Hilchos Ishus with all the halachos of Sheva Brachos and Suda, and he puts it in Hilchos Brachos. This is a bracha halacha, meaning someone who didn't yet get a chance to praise God for the institution of marriage because he missed the wedding, and he shows up, will say to him, oh, you didn't get to make the bracha yet? Okay, so go ahead, you can make the bracha. Shh, the guy, he needs to make a bracha, right? The guy needs to make a birchas agoma, everybody quiet, right? He needs to make a birchas nisuin. He wasn't at the wedding. So go ahead, make the bracha. No one's going to look at us and be like, wow, but are you excited about this guy? Is he a guy who's marvelous? It's nothing to do with us. The focus here is on him. And that's going to be our first lomdish nafkamina. Who is the focus on when we talk about birchas sheva brachos? For the Rosh, it's all about the crowd. Can we make sheva brachos? Do the chasan and kala get sheva brachos? So the answer is, well, if someone comes who is marbe b'shvilam, the simcha, so yeah, you know what? I'm not saying this lahalacha, but what if a Gentile shows up? But it's someone, he has no chiyuv to make brachos. But he, you know, I don't know, I guess depending on, this is going to get too political. Either Joe Biden or Donald Trump, whoever, whichever side you're on, if he shows up at the wedding, at Yeshiva brachos, or your favorite non-Jewish whatever, radio personality, we'll keep it nice and clean. So your radio personality shows up, and you say like, whoa, or your favorite basketball player shows up. So you say, oh, wow, this is a party. So we want to talk about, maybe we can make Shavrachos, because Shavrachos is about us. It's not about him, per se. But for the Rambam, this is about him. This is about someone showing up and saying like, hey, did you make Kiddush yet? Did you have Lecha Mishnah yet? Did you have Birchas Nisuin yet? It's all about the focus is on the person who shows up. Now, before we get to, and this chakira, or I wouldn't say chakira, this very divergent views of Sheva Brachos, is this a suda, simcha of suda sugya, or is this a brachos suda? Most of us were already yotzei brachos because we were at the chuppah. So we heard grandpa make the bracha, and we said amen, and we were yotzei. But those of us who weren't, so we have an opportunity to make it at a suda. So, first of all, before we go into some really, really great nafkamina, really, really lahalacha, very interesting things, I want to make one or two points before. First of all, the Rambam talks a lot about the Nisuin. What if someone wasn't at the Nisuin, but he was at Sheva Brachos number 2? So he made the bracha there. And then he shows up at Sheva Brachos number 3. So is that considered Panim Chadashos? Seemingly not. Even though the Rambam's focus in the beginning was, did you get to hear the brachos at the Nisuin? Is it anyone who wasn't at the chuppah? Or is it anyone who just hasn't made the bracha yet for this chasen v'kala? I think that's more likely. That is the pshat.
It says b'shas nisuin.
Right, I know. That's what brings up the question. The reason I'm asking the question is because...
He could not say b'shas nisuin. He could have just said shlosh am b'chus.
Correct, 100%. I'm just saying that in the longest, it's harder to understand that. Even though... Right? Because the same brachos.
So it was the first time you could have heard it.
And that was right. That's the first time. So you hear what I'm asking? I'm asking, is it only someone who heard the brachos at the chuppah? So he's yotze already. And only if he shows up? Or what if someone who heard the sheva brachos, the sheva brachos number 2 or 3, and then he comes to 5? He wasn't at the chuppah, so he didn't hear the brachos from grandpa, but he heard day 2, day 3. I would think that Lechora, that person's already Yotze, and you wouldn't have Shavu Brachos because of him. The other thing I want to point out, which is also something real that you made reference to before, now that we have the Rambam side of things, we have the Rosh, we have the Rambam, Where does Rashi fall out? Let's go back to Rashi for a second. What did Rashi say? So if you learn like Rashi, like the Meiri held that, what was the pshat in Rashi? He wasn't here yesterday, but even if he was here 2 days ago or 3 days ago, you could still say Shavu Brachos. Now, what's pshat in that? So l'chora, what that means is, he's more on the Rosh's side of things. He just has a very low threshold for what simcha means. So, right, I always think of like the way they measure simcha. You know, someone comes in the room, who is it? Who always likes to psh when someone walks into the room? Who always does that? Somebody here used to always joke around where they would psh when someone walks into the room. Anyway, imagine you're at a Suda and someone walks in the room and everyone goes, psh, hey, look who's here, and everyone gets all excited. It's like, that's the measuring stick for somebody, Marbe Bishvilo. He walks in, everyone goes, hey, look who's here. So let's say he came on day one, then he didn't come on day two, and he came on day three. So everyone goes, sort of excited to see you again. You know, you weren't here yesterday, and you're a good friend, but you were here 2 days ago, so it's not like super exciting. Like, we just saw each other, right? So it could be Rashi's on the Rosh's side. He just has a very low threshold. So he says, if he was here yesterday, no reaction. We just saw you. If he was here 2 or 3 days ago, so there'll be a little reaction. So it could be Rashi's on the Rosh's side. But it also could be that Rashi's on the Rambam side. And that's if you learn Rashi, not like the Miri, if you learn like the Ramban. He wasn't here yet, but you also learn like the Shittu Metzas learned in Rashi, which is, it makes no difference who he is. It doesn't have to be a person who's Marba Bishvilam Simcha. So then what's so special about this guy? The painter walks in, and we say, oh, okay, Shavu Brachos. That's how the Shittu Metzas learns Rashi. If the painter was not at the wedding, and he wasn't in an earlier Shavu Brachos, he shows up, you say Shavu Brachos for him. Why? Unless he learns like Rashi. Like the Rambam. And like the Rambam says, it doesn't matter who it is for the Rambam. If someone didn't get a chance yet to praise Hashem for weddings, for this couple, and now he shows up, that's it. He could say Panam Chadashos. He could say Shavu Brachos. So Rashi could really go like the Rosh, or he could go like the Rambam. Okay, let's go a bunch of Nafka Minas. So Nafka Mina number one is something that we mentioned already, just in terms of lomdus, and that is Shavu Brachos are expression, the whole din of Panam Chadashos is about the people at the Suda, or it's about the guests. So that one we mentioned already. The other obvious Nafka Mina is, does it need to be a person who's Mar B'Simcha, right? For the Rosh, that's fundamental, that's definitional. It has to be a person who's Mar B'Simcha. For the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't say anything about who the person is. It could be anyone. So if you pass him like the Rambam, there seemingly is nothing wrong with pulling the painter off the street and bringing him in. If you hold like the Rosh, bringing the painter, Isaac, I switched it from the painter instead of you, bringing the painter off the street and bringing him in, that's not going to trigger Panam Chadashos. But there's a lot of really other great Nafka Mina. What if you have a person who was at the chuppah, but then he had to go, and he couldn't stay for the Suda? The Rosh makes it very clear that it's about a person who adds to the Simcha of the Suda, and someone who wasn't yet at a Suda for these people. So if someone was at the chuppah, but then he had to run, and now he shows up at one of the Shema Barachos, according to the Rosh, he's Panam Chadashos. You know why? We haven't made a L'chaim yet. We haven't dined together yet. I got married. I want to have a Suda with you. You're my good friend. You're Mar B'Simcha Bishvili. And I didn't get to dance with you at the wedding. I didn't get to eat with you, have a drink with you at the wedding, because you left after the chuppah. But according to the Rambam, so he would trigger Panam Chadashos, according to the Rosh. According to the Rambam, he already heard the Barachos. Oh, I'm so excited you're here. I didn't get to eat with you. That's very nice. So, very good. The chassan will be very happy. But is there a chi of Panam Chadashos, of Shavu Brachos? No, Shavu Brachos is about the guy making brachos. He already heard the bracha. He heard grandpa make the bracha at the wedding. Another Nafka Mina. What about the Suda at the wedding itself? And we alluded to this already. According to the Rambam, unless someone shows up at the Suda at the wedding who wasn't at the chuppah, there's no Shavu Brachos. According to the Rosh, seemingly the argument would be that Suda is by definition so Malei Simcha that you have Shavu Brachos, because you haven't yet had a Suda with all these people. It's true they heard the Brachos, but it's not about the Brachos. It's about Suda. You haven't had a Suda with these people yet. So for sure, the Suda at the Chatunah, at the wedding itself, for the Rosh, you would say Shavu Brachos. Shabbos, another nafkamina. What about Shabbos? So the Tosfos, the Rosh, they all quote this big Kiddush. You don't need Panim Chadashos on Shabbos because you already have Panim Chadashos on Shabbos. Why? Because by definition, the Suda is going to be a more Simcha Dik Suda. So therefore, you're going to say Panim Chadashos. You're going to say Shabbos Brachos. Now, I will just add, it's a little strange because the increased Simcha really is not because of the Chasen and Kala. The increased Simcha, it's true, we have more dishes, and fundamentally, it's a more Simcha Dik Suda, but it's not really because of the Chasen and Kala. But be that as it may, the Rosh says, you don't need Panim Chadashos. You already have Panim Chadashos. Shabbos itself is Panim Chadashos. And yet the Rambam doesn't mention this halacha at all. Everyone knows, oh, Shabbos, you don't need Panim Chadashos. Not in Egypt in the 1200s. The Rambam never heard of such a thing. That on Shabbos, you don't need Panim Chadashos? Of course. Why would you make brachos? If everyone there was already at the meal, was already at a meal, or everyone was already at the chuppah, why would you say Sheva brachos on Shabbos? So this whole idea of Shabbos being able to be on its own only works for the perspective of the Rosh. Doesn't work according to the Rambam. It's interesting, Shalosh Shittos, just to mention it, you see, and it's very much a Rosh type of thinking, that a lot of the poskim say, it's only the Friday night meal and the Shabbos morning meal. Shalosh Shittos doesn't get Panim Chadashos unless you actually have people there who weren't at earlier at a meal. But you don't say Sheva Brachos at Shalosh Shittos. Why not? Because Shalosh Shittos is, you know, you have like a leftover piece of gefilte fish, and it's not like such a Simcha Dik meal. And it's interesting, just on a sociological level, the Bach points out that where he lived, and that's, I think it's true this way as well, if you ever do like Shabbos Sheva Brachos, a lot of times like Shalosh Shittos is like the climax of the Shabbos. That's like when the Chassan often speaks and he thanks his parents and everybody's crying at Shalosh Shittos. Shalosh Shittos is like the end of Shabbos Sheva Brachos. It's sort of like culminating Shabbos Sheva Brachos. Shalosh Shittos ends up becoming a big deal. And the Bach says, and if that's the case, so then of course you say Sheva Brachos. Because again, if it's a real Simcha Dik meal for the Chasen Bekala, so that's the approach, that you're going to say Sheva Brachos. Okay. Another nafkamina. Does the Panim Chadashos person need to stay for benching? You have a guy for Panim Chadashos, but he says, you know, I really need to leave. So I don't think I could be here for benching. Does that make a difference? For the Rosh, I don't know if that makes a difference. Why? Because Lamaisa, he was there for the Suda. The Suda was much more of a Simcha. So therefore, we can make a bracha of Panim Chadashos. It's not about him per se. It's about our experience. Panim Chadashos Ba'ol Lekan. This is a whole new experience because this guy came. So for the Rosh, you can make the argument. I understand we might say, no, but when the Shas bracha, he needs to be there. But for the Rosh, there's what to talk about if he's not there for benching. For the Rambam, if he's not there for benching, of course you're not going to say Panim Chadashos. You're not going to say Sheva Brachos. The whole idea of Sheva Brachos is to give him an opportunity to make the bracha he didn't get to make yet. And if he's not there, we're not going to make it. Why would we make it? We already heard the brachos. So that would be another nafkamina. Another nafkamina, a katan. Let's say there's like little junior that everybody loves. Oh, he's so cute. Everybody loves him. You know, he comes into the room and everyone gets all excited. So this little kid walks in. It's similar to the Gentile option I gave because someone who's not chayiv in a bracha, but he's mar b'simcha. So for the Rosh, mar b'simcha. This is juniors at the Sheva Brachos. This is so exciting. Everyone's going to be so much happier. We'll make Sheva Brachos. But for the Rambam, the little junior doesn't have a chiyuv to make a bracha, so why would that change anything? Why would we make the bracha for him? And I want to end off by pointing out, which I think is one of the most important nafkaminas, and I think it also just, in terms of how we look at Sheva Brachos, I think it's really very important. And that is, how much do we need to seek out Sheva Brachos? Right? You have like the mother of the Kala, and she's like stressing out because it's the fifth night and they can't find Panim Chadashos. She's like, what are we going to do? We don't have Panim Chadashos. This is a disaster. We have to find someone. What's the disaster? If you learn like the Rosh, say, Nachanami, I hear where she's coming from. We want Panim Chadashos. Because what is Panim Chadashos? What does Sheva Brachos, full Sheva Brachos really mean? Full Sheva Brachos really means that this Suda was increased in Simcha to celebrate the Chasen and Kala. So every mother wants that her daughter should have nice seven full Sheva Brachos where there's extra people coming. Everyone's more of a Simcha. So it's a crisis. We got to find a seventh. We got to find a new person. We need to find Panim Chadashos. Can you please come and be our Panim Chadashos? But according to the Rambam, who cares if they're Panim Chadashos? You know, just to say it that way to make the point. Panim Chadashos, It has nothing to do with our suda. Panim chadash just means that there's someone here who didn't get a chance to make the bracha yet because he wasn't at the wedding, so he can still do it now. He has a 7-day period to do it, and if the 7 days runs out, he loses his opportunity. So why are we going to go out and search for panim chadashos? We don't need to search for panim chadashos. If there happens to be someone who says panim chadashos who needs to say the brachos, hasn't yet had an opportunity yet, so we'll give him that opportunity if he shows up. But there's no inyan to go chasing after panim chadashos. And I will end this point, still on that same point, so I can say that again. I'm going to end this point by noting that I think it's even reflective in the way that the Rambam reworded things. And I tried to stress this when I read the Gemara in the very beginning. If you look at the way the Gemara presents things, I think the Gemara presents things in a much more rush kind of way. Because what does the Gemara say, in light of this idea of pursuing Sheva Brachos? The Gemara presents things and says, you say Sheva Brachos for 7 days. Nikuda. That's the ideal. That's what you do. And the Rosh and Rav Yehuda comes in and says, yeah, just make sure you have Panim Chadashos. But it's very clear from the Gemara that the goal is to say Sheva Brachos. When you look at how the Rambam reformulates things, he flips everything hafuch al hafuch. What does the Rambam do? The Rambam says, you only say one bracha. Oh, unless there's someone there who hadn't yet heard the brachos, so then you say 7. It's the exact opposite by presentation. The Gemara presents and says, you say 7, as long as you have new people. But you say 7. The Rambam says, you say 1. Unless there's someone there who hasn't heard a bracha and needs to make the bracha, so then he says the 7. So the Rambam knew the Gemara. The Rambam purposely presented it the opposite way because that's very reflective of his shita. For the Rambam, we're not chasing after Sheva Brachos. Sheva Brachos is a bracha makeup for people who didn't get a chance to make the bracha yet. As opposed to for the Rosh, Sheva Brachos is about a suda of simcha, increased simcha, a real meal that's befitting of a chasen and kala, and the way that we express that religiously is by saying Sheva Brachos. Okay, yeah, questions, quick. Yeah.